Coming to you every week with all things Brawl Stars, this is the Brawl Couple Podcast.
Everybody to the seventh episode of the Brawl Couple Podcast. I'm your host Colt, and with me today is Hannah.
Hello everybody.
How you doing today, Hannah?
I'm good. Sad that the weekend's almost over. How are you?
I feel that. I'm a person that always looks forward to the weekends, and it does suck. The weekend almost being over.
I think when you live for it, it feels like 5 minutes worth of weekend.
Absolutely. So I take it you're a little down in the dumps.
I'm a little depressed, yeah.
I feel that. But let's go ahead and get into the Brawl news. So our first set of news is that Moon Bunny Squeak and Stonks Pam have officially come to the shop. Have you bought any of those skins?
I got both of them immediately.
I got both of them as well. They're two really good, well thought out skins. We've shared our feelings on those skins in previous episodes, and I absolutely love them.
I do too. That's Squeak needed. I have Ghost Squeak, and I love it, but he needed a non spooky season skin that was like really good, and I love this one. And then Stonks Pam is just one of the best things to ever come to the game. So
absolutely. Some more news we got is Lost Spirit and Dragon Slayer Frank are the two Supercell make skins that are in competition right now for which one will win. As of right now, the Lost Spirit Frank skin was at 63%, and the Dragon Slayer Frank skin was at 37%. So looking like the Lost Spirit skin might win here, but which one did you like better?
I like the ice one better, or Spirit. He looks like he has ice on him, but
see, I actually liked the Dragon Slayer one better.
I mean, I like them both, but I do like the Spirit one better. I don't know. That's not what I expected to make it into the finals, honestly.
Yeah, me either.
I was quite shocked.
I did like the floating head that the Lost Spirit one had, but
I think I just like the colors on that one better. But
I like the purple one better on Dragon Slayer, so we got two different opinions on that one. But some more news is that the championship challenge is out right now. Unfortunately, we have not had time to complete this one, and we will probably be doing that later tonight, but we haven't had enough time to get that in before this podcast, so we don't have any information on who we played or any tips for anybody. So if you do that, best of luck to you. You've probably already done it. But last bit of news here is the Last End game mode has come in to the game. And how do you feel about good old Last End?
I'm going to be real honest. I don't really like it. It's okay. I like it better than, I guess, like Big Game. Big Game is my least favorite weekend mode, but I don't like it.
Yeah,
I really don't think it's fun.
I think I share those feelings. It looked like a lot of fun, and I mean, we tried to get far in it, and the strategy that worked the best for us is we literally just acted like 8-bit was the safe in Robo Rumble, and we're just playing Pam and 8-bit. And, you got your healing and your damage boost, and you protect him like it's the safe. And
Yeah, we just let him go to sleep right in the middle. Because
he is a idiot.
Yeah.
He runs within 2 inches of the robots and is just getting clapped back and forth by these robots. And just the AI on 8-bit, he's so dumb. So, I mean, it's almost better to just let him go to sleep.
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed. I was really excited that we were getting a new game mode, but I don't know. It's maybe it'll improve over time, but as of now, I don't want to play it.
It would be better if he would just use his range to his advantage and back up and shoot him, not charge forward him.
Freaking bull.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. We tried to do like the strategy with Gale and Sprout, where you're blocking them off and you're hiding in the grass, and we couldn't get that to work. And then we also tried having a runner that just goes and picks up the coins, and I mean, Abe's just so stupid you can't even protect them. So we let them shut down and played it like Robo Rumble, and that's how we got our challenges done on it.
There's no telling how many times we played that last level for the challenges and lost. And then once you were like, let's just trade him like the safe, we won that first game. We're like, you're kidding me. So, I don't know. I hope it gets better because we do need new modes, new weekend modes. But, yeah, I don't really care if I ever play it again or not.
Yeah. Still a bigger fan of Boss Fight and Robo Rumble, but
yeah, me too.
Who knows? Maybe they'll make some improvements, but that's all the news we got. Well, actually, one more thing in the news, like, they've been adding these challenges that are giving us gems.
Yeah, I thought that was strange.
And I've been loving it. Like, that's great, especially for, I mean, it's only like 3 gems, but, you know, if you keep doing those over time, you know, it can really add up, and for free-to-play players, you know, that can help contribute towards a battle pass where you're getting, or a brawl pass where you're getting, you know, the most value out of your gems, so.
I actually saw that, a meme about that on Facebook earlier, about free-to-play players getting those gems from those challenges. It was funny.
Oh.
But yeah, I think that's an awesome thing to do. I like it when they give us challenges that give us something other than just, like, whatever those are called.
Yeah, tokens. I mean, like, you do get, I can't remember how many it is. I mean, it's a fair amount of gems out of just the free battle pass. Yeah. Like, it's enough to where you can buy every other battle pass. And that's the only way that you can get gems right now other than these challenges. But you used to could get gems out of every mega box.
Yeah.
Where you could, I mean, it was never like a bunch of gems, but I mean, any boxes you had chances to get gems, which
I wish you still did, honestly.
Yeah. So, I mean, that could have added up, which I don't know. I mean, you're probably getting more boxes out of the Brawl Pass than you are before they had added the Brawl Pass, to where, you know, you were just getting, I'm trying to remember how that used to
I don't work. Even remember how you got mega boxes.
You never got mega boxes, I don't think. I think it was just like every 500 tokens you were getting.
Or just a Brawl box?
Yeah. I can't even remember.
I can't either. That's the only part I can remember, is getting Brawl boxes. I don't remember.
I think it was just the blue ones, like not even a big box, just regular Brawl box. Yeah, it's been a hot minute since, because, you know, they've had a Brawl Pass for, I don't even know when they started adding that. But anyway, that's all the news that we got for today. So let's get into our Brawler of the Week. Do you have your Brawler of the Week?
Yeah, this week for me, it's going to have to be Ems, I think. I'm having a lot of fun with her. She's good. And I'm currently focusing on getting her to power 11. So she's gonna be my main focus this week.
She's a really good brawler. One of the better ones in the game, I would say, right now. She has a lot of control. And She's really good on, surprisingly really good on, like, Heist. And
she is.
You know, she's really good on Brawl Ball and Gym Grab. You can put her in about anywhere, actually.
And she's, I noticed earlier today we had the YouTube was just playing in the background, and it was, like, the Brawl Stars Championship or something. And there was a lot of M's in that. So she's viable at the competitive level too, like that. So
absolutely,
that shows you how good she is. But yeah, who's
if the best of the best are playing her, yeah, that should tell you
something. I think I will too. Who's your brawler of the week?
I'm picking Poco.
Oh,
he's way too strong right now in the game.
Correct.
You know, our tier list of the rare brawlers is
flush that down the toilet.
No, we had Poco.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
I thought we put. Oh yeah, we did. We were spot on. Like we told the future.
I mean, that was before his buff, but you know his buff is.
He's cracked.
That's ridiculous right now. He'll definitely be nerfed, which. He's not a brawler that I want to see be that good. Honestly,
like
you don't want to see healers be that good in. In any game, honestly. So, but, you know, why not play him right now if he's this good? So
might as well abuse
it. He's going to be my brawler of the week.
Yeah, healers, I think we had this conversation, but they should be support. But now people are able to play him just like any other brawler, and then you've got that healing support on top of that. I mean, I've been seeing him beat tanks.
Yeah.
In like a 1-on-1 fight lately. And he should not be able to do that.
You're just shooting until you get your super.
Yeah.
And then your super heals you back up and you just repeat. I mean,
it's crazy.
Extremely hard to kill. And, you know, you got to take care of him to even get past, you know, the other brawlers just because he's healing them. So, but that's our brawler of the week. So we got a fairly interesting topic today. What we've done is we have come up with new brawler concepts. So we got two new brawlers that we thought about, that we thought could be really cool to come to the game. They might be slightly broken, but you know, they could say they did come to the game. You could always nerf them, but and these brawlers do take inspiration from other video games. I mean, if you look at any MOBA, I mean, like, they all have the same, like,
they do.
Like, I could compare a lot of brawlers to Apex Legends, like
freaking Valkyrie, man. No,
Valkyrie and Janet.
If you know who Valkyrie is in Apex Legends, from the second Janet came out, I was like, that is literally Valkyrie, and they have the exact same voice line, one of them. That this is your pilot speaking, something, something, something. There may be two that they're just about exactly alike.
I can't remember, but I mean, yeah, she flies. There's Valkyrie.
They
Janet
even
skin.
Favor in a way. It's weird.
And then you got like, you could compare Max to Octane.
Yep.
I thought about this. There's some that I could relate
Nanny
to.
Nanny and Crypto.
Yeah, that's a stretch.
Stretch, but kind of.
Yeah, I mean, anyway, games take ideas off of other games and stuff like that, so, but, anyway, you want to get into our first brawler?
Yeah, so the first one, the name would be Cypher. He would have 6,000 health, and for his attack, he would have a lot blade that would be a short 3-tall sword, so he would be able to hit 3-talls worth of length.
Yeah, it would be kind of like, it'd probably be about the range of, like, Sam, you know, his width.
Yeah.
Like, not as big as, like, BB. You know, that seems a little bit too much. But about, like, the width and length of Sam. You know, it's, like, a sword that's made of light. And when we get into the trio, it'll kind of make sense why it's a light sword. But.
So, with his light blade attack, he would be able to deal 1,500 damage. His super would be called Time Jump, and that can set a portal that will last for 3 seconds that allows both friendly and enemy brawlers to teleport 10 tiles immediately. That would be amazing in Gym Grab.
Mm-hmm.
So his gadget would be called Time Extension and will extend the length of his super by 2 seconds, but it must be used before the super is used. Star Power would be called Healthy Time Travel, and friendly brawlers will recover 1,000 health when time traveling through the jump. And in this trio, he would be in the Time Travel trio.
Yeah. That's Star Power, the name of that, you know. I just couldn't think of anything else to
call it.
Healthy time travel. I mean, but yeah, I think this would, like, we do not have, other than, like, Nanny, how Nanny can, you know, shoot his, whatever it is, like, I don't even know, his little drone-ish thing, and then teleport to that. You know, this would be able to teleport your whole team, basically, like, those, the teleporters that are on the ground. So I think it would be really cool. We don't have, like I was saying, we don't have a brawler like that. It would be probably a little bit too powerful in Gym Grab, possibly even Brawl Ball. You know, you could throw the, throw the ball over there and then shoot your super and catch back up to the ball.
But it would be fun, though.
It would be super fun. And I don't think, like, 1,500 damage is, you know, too powerful at all. I mean, that's really not that powerful, especially for a close-range brawler.
But no, not at all.
But, yeah, that is Cypher. Our other brawler that we've come up with, his name is Rocky. He's basically a golem. So he will have 8,500 health. His attack would be called Mountain Fist, which is a attack that's 4 tiles long. And what he would do is he slams his fist on the ground, dealing 1,200 damage, but his third attack, he slams both fists, dealing 2,400. His super would be called Mother Nature's Wall, and he throws up a mountain hologram that cannot be shot through and throwers cannot throw over. However, friendly and enemy brawlers can walk through it. The super is 5 tiles wide and lasts for 7 seconds. His gadget would be You Shall Not Pass, which makes the mountain unable to be walked through for 5 seconds. So it basically would turn that hologram into a solid wall. And his star power would be called Mountain Extension, where he extends the mountain hologram by 4 tiles, 2 on each side. And he would have to be in a brand new trio that I would just call the Earth Trio. But yeah, he would be, coming up with him, he would be absolutely broken in Hot Zone.
Yeah, definitely. But I think I would love to play a brawler like that.
Oh, personally, that would be so much fun. And, like, you know, I was even thinking about brawlers that could just put up, like, permanent walls. Like, you have, you know, Sprout, but they're temporary walls. And then you have Colonel Ruffs that puts up those, like, 3 little sandbags, but they're only 1,200 health. And then the only other one that I can think of that has anything to do with putting up walls is Jackie can rebuild walls that were destroyed. And so, like, something like this, especially with being able to shut down throwers where they can't throw over it, I mean, you would just see throwers get thrown out of the meta with this, which you might not like.
But no, I would not like that. I love my throwers, but I do think that one's a super cool idea. I think it would be really fun.
Yeah, I think Rocky would probably be very broken.
Yeah, definitely. But so are some of the brawlers in the game right now that have been in the game for, like, several years, so.
That's true, but Yeah, that's, we just wanted to give, you know, some unique brawler ideas that we had thought of. You know, Cypher with his tentile long teleportation. It just would be a super fun mechanic, as well as Rocky's mountain hologram. And I mean, you could do something super cool, like designs like that, like anything with a, some dude with a light sword. I mean, you could make that look so cool.
You and could.
Obviously a golem could be really cool looking. I mean, they got the golem in Clash of Clans, but you know, it could be something obviously a lot cooler than that. And the only Brawl Stars only has like people and robots.
That's what I was just thinking, because I was about to say something about having like a nature trio, and I was like, I wish we could have like a freaking tree, but they do. It's all like, well, I mean, the undead, but it's still, there's nothing like that.
Yeah, the undead trio, Frank M's Mortis is the closest thing to not
being a human, yeah.
Other than the robots in the game. And I mean, we kind of have a nature trio with,
yeah, but
B Rosa and
Sprout.
I
know, but I would like to have like a tree and like a walking flower.
Sprout's kind of a
walking flower. He's just kind of like a little ball of grass.
Mm-hmm.
But he's really cute. But yeah, I've never really thought about that till now. There's no like mythical type.
Yeah, so, I mean, and that could expand into anything. Like, you know, looking at the trio that Ash and Grom are in, you know, they're like medieval based right now.
Did you guess Ash is a trash can?
He is, but like, his design's kind of like a castle. Like, he looks like kind of like, you know, the medieval typical castle that you would see. Like, that's kind of what he looks like, one of those pillars.
Yeah, he does.
And, you know, that you could totally take that into the third trio, third member being like dragon or something.
See, I think that would be so cool.
That would be super cool. I mean, we don't need another Amber, you know, breathing fire and stuff. No. But, you know, it would, it'd be really cool to, you know, have some mythical based brawlers in the game.
You could do like a poison dragon. We only have, like, two people that, like, poison you. Well, I guess Eve, kind of, but Byron shot and the Crow's shot.
I don't know that I want any more poison brawlers, yeah.
I'd rather deal with poison than freaking Amber or being stuck in ice.
That's true. I mean, every brawler is annoying to some degree.
They are.
Truly. But, and there's, there's so many brawlers that stun and
ridiculous.
I mean, I think we might have said this on another episode, but there's only like 13 brawlers that can't stun or slow. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's crazy.
So. And that's the most irritating thing that you can put in a video game, is slowing.
That's true. But it's very powerful, and I mean, you know, it's a two-minute game that you're playing, so, you know, it's not like, I don't know.
I mean, we talked about that, like, even though, like, Crow, they nerfed it, but before, you were slowed for, what, like, 5 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't seem like a long time, but in a two-minute game, it can make a big difference.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I hate being slowed, and I hate being, like, frozen. Like, lose super, that makes me mad when I can't move at all. I'd rather be slowed than not be able to move at all.
Yeah. Which, Lou's the only one that can freeze, right? Yeah.
And then Gale can stun you if he has used that star power.
I mean,
power.
A stun and a freeze, I mean, it's basically the same thing.
It pretty much is.
It's just a different name for it. I mean, really, yeah, like, Amber, her burn, that is basically poison.
Oh, that burn is insane.
Oh, it does, like, 600 damage. I mean, it's,
it's killed me many times.
You're not surviving.
No, uh-uh. Mm-mm.
Not even if you're a tank.
She's ridiculous.
She is.
She needs to be nerfed.
She's climbing up in the meta right now.
Oh, yippee. Can't wait for that.
Yeah.
She finally got out of it. I thought we were, you know, home free, but here she comes back again.
Well, I think it's one of those things, which I'm not sure if she's been gradually, you know, being buffed or not, but, like, you know, when she came out, she was the most broken brawler I've ever seen in my life.
Same.
Like, immediately pushed her to rank 25 and then called it a day. I was like, yep, rank 25, that's pretty good. And then she got nerfed into the ground. And then I don't know if it's she's been gradually getting buffs or if it's just one of those things where people are finally picking back up how to play with her again. And, you know.
I don't know. She does seem better, but we also know that you literally can auto-aim the whole time.
That is what needs to be fixed.
And I think people have sort of figured... She hasn't been getting buffed, I think that's all it is people have figured out all you have to do is auto-aim.
Yeah, that is... That should not be a thing.
No.
Like, I understand being able to auto-aim, you know, if a person's, like, 3 or 4 tiles away, but Amber's auto-aiming... Like 8, 9 tiles.
Full distance of her shot, she can auto aim and hit.
Yeah,
I tried it.
It's ridiculous.
Because Cole told me about that, and he's like, I tried it. And so I was like, no way. And so I went to a game with her and tried it. And you can, full range, you can auto aim and hit just pretty much all of it. It's insane.
Yeah. And like, you can juke just a little bit and miss maybe like 1 or 2 flames, but it immediately will just lock back.
It does.
It's,
yeah. I don't know how that hasn't been fixed. But
yeah. Hashtag nerf Amber.
Yeah, for real. But.
But anyway, that's our topic today. A little bit shorter of a topic, but we would love for any of y'all, whether it's Discord, subreddit, or email. Send us a brawler concept. You know, we'd love to see what you could come up with. And you never know. You know, if you could send it to Supercell and they might even put it in the game. Probably not, but.
You never know. It's the first time for everything.
Yeah, they could. Supercell could be listening to this podcast. And
yeah, I
just
bet.
Be like, wow. Y'all are so smart, you know, we should totally add those brawlers into the game. But no, they're definitely not.
No. But yeah, send us those if y'all have any ideas for brawlers, and if, you know, there's some really cool ones, we might read them next week. So.
Absolutely.
Love to hear y'all's guys' ideas. I can't talk today.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, please follow us. Or join us in our Discord. Link will be in the description. Join our subreddit. It'll also be in the description. And I believe that's all we got.
I think so. And we'll be back next week.
All right.
See y'all later.
Peace.